Namaste everyone. Welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is your host Kushal Mehra. All right, today's discussion is about a recent report paper that was published by the Brookings. It was authored by Karan Bhasin and Dr. Sujit Asbhalla. And the title of that report was India Eliminates Extreme Poverty. And to talk about that report, I have the co-author of the report with me, Karan. Karan, kya hal hai? How are you doing?
बस बढ़िया सर, यू टेल मी।
बस यार चल रहा है आजकल। तो मैं बड़ा ही ओवरवर्क्ड हूँ बिकॉज़ यू हैव टू रन योर पॉडकास्ट एंड अलोंग विद द पॉडकास्ट नाउ आई हैव दिस एक्स्ट्रा बर्डन ऑफ द बुक। सो एज यू नो मी नाउ वेल दैट माय बिगेस्ट वीकनेस इज ह्यूमन इंटरेक्शन एंड व्हिच पीपल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड कि ये तो पॉडकास्ट होस्ट है तो ह्यूमन इंटरेक्शन शुड कम नेचुरली टू हिम। आई मीन लाइक आई लाइक टू स्टे बाय माय सेल्फ एंड इतना सारा प्रमोशन करनी पड़ रही है कि मैं तो आज नहीं बड़ा फ्रस्ट्रेटेड हो गया हूँ कि ये प्रमोशन बुक प्रमोशन इज लाइक a real pain and it's not the problem of the publisher or the other side, it's more of a me problem, not the them problem. And just doing that. But by the way, congratulations, you guys had this report created quite a bit of stir in the mainstream media also, and also congratulations on you and Dr. Bhalla being abused and attacked profusely in different corners of the world. Where मतलब कहाँ कहाँ से कोने कोने से लोग बाहर निकल के आए तुम लोगों को गालियां देने के लिए। सो आई वॉज रियली हैप्पी एंड प्राउड ऑफ यू कि आई वॉज लाइक चलो करण को भी गालियां पड़ रही है। आई एम सो हैप्पी कि भल्ला सर तो सीनियर है, तुझे तो गालियां पड़नी चाहिए। तो
बट कांग्रेचुलेशंस टू यू टू ऑन योर बुक। आई गेस वी आर टॉकिंग आफ्टर अ व्हाइल, सो आई सॉ यू रिकॉर्डेड अ पॉडकास्ट रिसेंटली। आई हैव टू वॉच दैट ऑन योर बुक। आई वुड I don't know if it's out yet, but looking
no,
forward.
No, I think it was released yesterday on Tuesday. It's Doskas pe. Vinamra, in fact, when I had announced the book, you know, Vinamra was the first one who reached out to me. He's like, you have to come on my podcast sabse pehle to discuss the book. And I was like, theek hai, chal, promise, main tere yahan pe sabse pehle aunga. And I went there and, you know, we recorded the podcast. So, abhi chal. Achha, tell me this, like, you've been writing about this inequality and poverty ka jo subject hai. From I remember you had sent me in 2022 also some work, and we had covered a bit of that. We had done a podcast then. I think Varmani sir bhi the tabhi. I think we had covered all three of you were there. Now, first the basic question, because even in the Brookings report, right, this is mentioned. I'm reading the commentary bit. Udhar ka jo likha hua hai, a methodological note is in order. India has two different methods for estimating consumption expenditures, the uniform recall period, URP, and the more accurate modified mixed recall period, MMRP. The URP method asks households questions on their consumption expenditure over a uniform recall period of 30 days. The MMRP asks household consumer expenditure on perishables, for example, fruit, vegetables, eggs for the last 7 days, durable goods for the last 365 days, and expenditure on all other items for the last 30 days. India officially shifted to the MMRP, the standard in other countries, beginning with the 2022-23 survey, though it previously experimented with both methods. Now, let's start over here first. Let's start with the methodology itself, Karan. Can you spend some time and actually explain the methodology, and then we'll get into the other stuff?
Right. So, you know, this issue on poverty, actually, I've been working on it since 2019, so it's kind of a full circle. You know, 5 years ago we started, and then in the first survey, 2017 survey, which the government did not release and is now considered to be a non-official or just a random survey that we can ignore, that was the first time where government actually used the modified mixed recall period. So hota kya hai ki ye survey jo consumption expenditure survey, isme 3 se 4 ghante lagte the pehle. और पहले आप लोगों से जाके कहते थे कि आपने लास्ट 30 दिन में इस पे कितना खर्च करा। नमक पे 3 क्वेश्चन थे एक्चुअली, कि कौन से टाइप का नमक पे कितना खर्च करा, सब्जी ये कितनी खरीदी, आटा कितना खरीदा, एंड ऑल दैट स्टफ। एंड इसी के अंदर 30 दिन में आपने कोई नई गाड़ी खरीदी क्या, आपने कोई नया फ्रिज खरीदा क्या। अब प्रॉब्लम ये है कि इंडिया के अंदर हर महीने कितने लोग गाड़ी खरीदते होंगे, और उनकी क्या पॉसिबिलिटी होगी कि वो आपके सैम्पलिंग फ्रेम में आएंगे. तो जब
दैट्स अ
आपने
गुड पॉइंट.
सैम्पलिंग फ्रेम आपने बनाया है, तो हाउ लाइकली इट इज दैट पीपल हु आर बाइंग अ कार वुड कम इन टू योर सैम्पलिंग फ्रेम वेन यू आर डूइंग द सर्वे. और ये कार्स एंड एयर कंडीशनर, दीज आर लाइक लॉन्ग टर्म परचेजेस. तो इसके लिए 1 साल के अंदर इज अ गुड रेफरेंस पॉइंट टू कीप इन माइंड कि पिछले 1 साल में आपने क्या परचेज करा, क्या नहीं परचेज करा. सिमिलरली जो आटा, वेजिटेबल्स, फ्रूट्स है, ये इसके लिए छोटा रिकॉल पीरियड इज मोर एक्यूरेट. क्योंकि अगर आप किसी से पूछोगे ना यार पिछले हफ्ते राशन में कितना खर्च करा, वो उसको एक्यूरेटली बता पाएगा रिलेटिव कि पिछले महीने कितना खर्च करा. वहां पे अंडर एस्टिमेशन ओवर एस्टिमेशन काफी हो सकती है. सो नोबेल लॉरिएट एंगस डीटन डिड क्वाइट अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क ऑन दिस, एंड एसेंशली इवन वर्ल्ड ओवर पीपल रियलाइज दैट रिकॉल पीरियड मैटर्स एंड दैट यू नीड टू काइंड ऑफ कीप इन माइंड कि लोगों का रिकॉल फैक्टर डिपेंड्स कि भाई कितना बड़ा परचेज है. तो अगर कोई बहुत महंगा सामान खरीद रहा है तो लोगों को ज्यादा लंबे टाइम तक याद रहता है. मेरे कितने दोस्त हैं महंगे स्नीकर खरीदते हैं, 6-6 महीने तक बताते हैं कितने का स्नीकर खरीदा मैंने. मेरे को ये थोड़ी बताते हैं कि भाई मैंने पिछले महीने वहां से खाना ऑर्डर करा था, इतने का खाना ऑर्डर करा था. तो सेम कॉन्सेप्ट कंजम्पशन एक्सपेंडिचर सर्वे में भी ट्रांसलेट हो जाता है. हिस्टोरिकली इंडिया ने दोनों, मतलब 2011 में दोनों करे हमने, QRP और MMRP हमने दोनों करे और दोनों के एस्टिमेट्स आए. देन प्लानिंग कमीशन रियलाइज कि URP इज अंडर एस्टिमेशन ऑफ ट्रू कंजम्पशन, नॉट यूनिक टू इंडिया, जनरली भी इट्स एन अंडर एस्टिमेशन क्योंकि बायस बहुत हो जाता है, रिकॉल बायस बहुत हो जाता है. तो हमें MMRP पे शिफ्ट होना चाहिए. सो इंडियन गवर्नमेंट ऑफिशियली शिफ्टेड टू MMRP. 2017-18 survey, which of course was not released due to data quality issues, was the first survey where we just did MMRP. तो URP हमने उसके बाद करा नहीं. एंड देन ऑफ कोर्स 2022-23 वाज आल्सो MMRP. एंड एक और सर्वे अभी प्रेजेंटली फील्ड में है फॉर 2023-24, दैट इज आल्सो MMRP, मॉडिफाइड मिक्स रिकॉल पीरियड. सो दैट्स द मेथडोलॉजी दैट वी फॉलो. एंड पॉवर्टी एस्टिमेशन में दो स्टेजेस हैं. पहले आप कंजम्पशन लेते हैं कि कितना खर्च करा आपने पिछले महीने में इस आइटम पे, 1 साल में और 7 दिन में. तो आपको मतलब एक बेसिकली आपको कंजम्पशन का एक पता चल जाता है कि हाँ ठीक है, इन हाउस होल्ड ने इतना इतना कंज्यूम करा. देन यू मेक अ डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, एक इंक्रीजिंग ऑर्डर में आप उसको अलाइन कर देते हो. फिर आप पॉवर्टी लाइन डिफाइन कर देते हो, जितने घर उस लाइन के नीचे हैं वो पुअर हैं, जितने उसके ऊपर है वो नॉन पुअर हैं. तो जो URP और MMRP है वो एक्चुअली सिर्फ कंजम्पशन के एक्सपेंडिचर्स के लिए यूजफुल है, आपकी पॉवर्टी लाइन सेम है. सो दिस मेथड इज फॉर गेटिंग द कंजम्पशन एक्सपेंडिचर्स एंड देन वंस यू हैव अ कंजम्पशन एक्सपेंडिचर यू कैन यूज वॉट एवर पॉवर्टी लाइन दैट यू वॉन्ट टू गेट वॉट एवर पॉवर्टी एस्टिमेट दैट यू वॉन्ट. बट इंडिया की ऑफिशियल पॉवर्टी लाइन ऑफकोर्स तेंदुलकर पॉवर्टी लाइन जो लास्ट थी वो 1.9 वर्ल्ड बैंक की पॉवर्टी लाइन के बराबर आती है. सो वी हैव स्टक विद वॉट एवर इज द ऑफिशियल इंडियन पॉवर्टी लाइन सो फार.
So this time what you guys have used is the consumption expenditure data, which is for 22-23, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
The guideline would be this one, right? Household consumption expenditure
Yes.
survey, this one that we are showing on the screen right now, right?
Right. This is what we use. So if you remember 2022 mein when we had that IMF working paper, at that time we didn't have any consumption distribution. So what we had were poverty estimates in absence of this, and we proposed a method to estimate poverty without this distribution. तो वो एक estimate था and हमने तब भी कहा था that our estimate is a over estimate of poverty. तब बहुत हुआ हुआ था कि नहीं इतनी कम नहीं हो सकती. एज इट टर्न्स आउट आर एस्टिमेट वॉज स्टिल एन ओवर एस्टिमेट इन द 2022 पेपर बिकॉज दिस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नाउ शोज पॉवर्टी टू बी मच लोअर देन वॉट वी हैड इन आर IMF वर्किंग पेपर.
So just for the information for people who, I mean, for the nerds, so the survey has covered the whole of the Indian Union except a few inaccessible villages in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Information in the survey has been collected from 8,723 villages and 6,115 urban blocks spread over the entire country, covering 261,746 households, 155,014 in rural areas, and 106,732 in urban areas. I just wanted to state this for the record. Now tell me, because obviously I'm not in a position to show each and everything like the survey method or the sampling. And I'll get into the criticisms of the report that both you and Bhalla sir have received. Maine tere se share bhi kiya tha one of the criticisms in the form of an article. But I'm going to put something up from the survey. Can you explain this bit? This is the trend in level of consumption since 1999, 2000, all India. Now, what exactly are we looking at here? For the benefit of our peers. So
when we say MPC, this is the monthly per capita expenditure. So on an average, ek jo ghar hai rural India mein, wo roughly 496-99 mein kharch karta tha. Aur wo ab 2022-23 mein roughly 3773 ke aaspaas kharch kar raha hai. So that's what this is basically telling you. And urban, it's gone up to 6459.
Okay.
But most important thing to note is, isme difference as percentage of rural MPC diya hua hai. Isme main 2022 se bahut gaali kha raha hu. Main tab se bol raha hu ki naya survey aane do, fir baat karenge, because all evidence is pointing out that sala inequality is declining in India. But usse kisi ko farak nahi padta na, kyunki facts to matter karte nahi hai. Data is secondary. What this table is showing you is that the difference between rural and urban, you know, as percentage of rural MPC has gone much below 99 level in 2022-23.
But Piketty to bolta hai ki inequality badh gayi and Bhaseen and Bhalla are wrong.
Wo to sir, there's this new paper by Authen and Splinter in US, matlab top 5 journal mein aaya hai wo. और उसके क्रिटिसिज्म में उसका रिस्पांस था कि दीज गाइज आर इनइक्वालिटी डिनायर्स. बट वो जो पेपर अभी रिसेंटली पब्लिश हुआ लास्ट ईयर इन वन ऑफ द लीडिंग इकोनॉमिक जर्नल्स, उसने बेसिकली ये दिखाया दैट पिकेटीज एस्टिमेट्स फॉर इनइक्वालिटी आर जस्ट रॉन्ग. बेसिकली द अजम्पशंस दैट ही मेक्स आर नॉट वैलिड.
Can we steel man Piketty's argument? So what does exactly Piketty say, and what is his line of argumentation, and what does it base it on?
So basically, India does not have a wealth survey. ठीक है, तो wealth का तो basically झोल है. Income survey लिया और wealth survey हम करते नहीं है. तो हमने upper tail उठाया stock market से, billionaires का list लिया और उसमें डाल दिया और बोला कि ये ऐसे inequality बढ़ी है. Correct. Now, they don't even use the new survey 22-23 for consumption expenditure survey. So, the latest survey, isko to wo use nahi kar raha hai. Kyun use nahi kar raha? I don't know, probably because it shows a decline in inequality. But forget everything. Ek particular research ka key part hai, agar aap ek particular statistical series nikal rahe ho, to wo stable honi chahiye over a period of time, agreed? आज की डेट में आप 25 साल पुराना डेटा पॉइंट चेंज करोगे कि 25 साल पहले क्या हुआ था? आज नहीं, फिक्स होना चाहिए ना वो उनका. पिछले 10 साल में 25 साल पहले का 1999 का एस्टिमेट चेंज होता रहता है, कभी 9%, कभी 14%, कभी 21%. तो जब उनका 99 का एस्टिमेट स्टेबल नहीं है, जिसके बारे में पास पूरा डेटा अवेलेबल है, 2014 में भी कोई ऐसा नया डेटा नहीं आया था कि 99 के एस्टिमेट चेंज हो. 2004 तक we had everything we needed to know for the 1999 estimates for inequality. But is 1999 estimates have changed between 2004, 2011, 2017. So what is going on? Why is the estimate for 25 साल पहले क्या हुआ वो क्यों change हो रहा है? We can get why you are disagreeing about future data. What we don't understand is why you are changing your previous estimates to begin with. तो एक तो ये issue है. दूसरा इश्यू इज ऑन द रिजिडिटी ऑफ अजम्पशंस दैट दे मेक. यू नो बेसिकली इफ यू गो इनटू द डेप्थ ऑफ व्हाट दे आर डूइंग, दे हैव अ फुटनोट ओवर देयर एज वेल अबाउट द वेल्थ.
कैन आई पुट दैट फुटनोट अप, बिकॉज़ आई नो यू गाइस हैव शेयर्ड द फुटनोट इन द इंडियन एक्सप्रेस article. So this Indian Express article was co-authored by Sujit Bhalla sir and you on the March 28th, 2024. And this is the footnote you're talking about. I'm reading the footnote because audio listeners cannot look at it. So it says our results are tentative given we do not observe both income and wealth for the same set of individuals and instead draw inferences based on the full distributions of income and wealth we estimate. Now explain what they're trying to say over here for the layman.
Because they don't have wealth and income ka data for the same household. So they're estimating something. And they're saying ki agar humare estimates true hai, तो ये हमारा रिजल्ट है तो ये हमारा रिजल्ट टेंटेटिव है बट दिस इज द एंटायर अप्रोच टू द एक्सरसाइज दैट दे कंडक्ट इट इन इटसेल्फ इज क्वाइट क्वेश्चनेबल एट बेस्ट इफ यू लुक एट इट क्वाइट क्लोजली एंड देर आर यू नो अदर इश्यूज ये तो 99 का जो मैंने बताया वो तो क्या इनएक्सप्लिकेबल है वाई इज इट हैपनिंग नो वन नोज प्रोबेबली दे नीड टू चेक व्हाट द हेल इज गोइंग ऑन देयर सो दैट्स वन पार्ट But the other thing is ki when you're putting a, you know, conclusion, very strong conclusion, it should be robust to changes in assumption. So tomorrow, if I come and say ki XYZ ho gaya hai, and there's a implicit assumption, my conclusion is only as strong as how robust it is to changes in assumption. Because if my assumption is wrong, my conclusion should not change. But they make a very strong conclusion. They're saying India today is more unequal than it was during the British Raj. That to me sounds very bizarre for a lot of reasons. Least of all, ki British Raj mein, of course, there were Gora Sahibs and then there were, you know, lesser brown mortals. And if you look at the inequality between them, obviously it was much more than what you see today. So when you're doing this historical judgment, you know, and it's based on such crucial assumptions that you're making, kyunki us There's no series that you have available back. Itna zyada piche. So wo sabka sab is based on assumptions and based on interpolations, extrapolations. Even on income, actually, incidentally, India does not do an income survey. So jab aap income inequality nikal rahe ho, aap wages dekh rahe ho, aur uske baad aap add kar rahe ho capital income jo measure nahi hoti, wo again implicitly aap add kar rahe ho. So the survey for 2017 and 18 that NSS did, which is the Periodic Labor Force Survey. Again, I'm going into some technical details. But this is the same survey that people say 45-year high unemployment. Wohi wala. ILO in its report has recently said that these two surveys are unreliable and not comparable with the previous survey. Something went wrong. Now, why it's interesting is because 2017 ka even the consumption expenditure survey went wrong. So how can a survey go wrong? The explanation is when you're sampling, things can always go wrong. So you take a look at what other indicators show you to see whether it makes sense or not. So what we do in particular is we look at the national accounts ke numbers and we look at the consumption ka series. And we see how closely these survey measures match up to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can verify. And turns out that the new survey results is remarkably close to what the aggregate would tell you, which is why our method performs reasonably well. So it's not very peculiar to say that there's selective cherry picking of data that happens in preparing those inequality estimates. Varna aap mereko bataiye na sir, kya zarurat hai aapko 22-23 survey ko use na karne ki? Aur wo survey use karne ke liye jo ILO keh raha hai ki pata nahi, something might be wrong.
Yeah, so I just wanted to read a bit of the comments. This is Time Magazine, India British. This was published in the Time Magazine. What's the date? On 27th March by Ashtar Rajavanshi. 2024, it's called India's Income Inequality is Now Worse Than Under British Rule, a new report says. The authors of the report have said that billionaire Raj headed by India's modern bourgeoisie is now more unequal than the British Raj headed by the colonialist forces. The observation is particularly stark when considering India is now hailed as an 8% GDP growth economy, according to Barclays Research, with some projecting that India is poised to surpass Japan and Germany to become the world's third largest economy by 2027. But the authors of the World Inequality Lab study reached this conclusion by tracking how much of India's total income, as well as wealth, is held by the country's top 1%. While income refers to the sum of earnings, interest on savings, investments, and other sources, wealth or net worth is the total value of assets owned by an individual or group. The authors combined national income accounts, wealth aggregates, tax tabulations, rich lists. This is a very peculiar thing, rich lists. Yeah. And surveys on income, consumption, and wealth to present the study's findings. For income, the economists looked at annual tax tabulation released by both the British and Indian governments since 1922. They found that even during the highest recorded period of inequality in India, which occurred during the inter-war colonial period from the 1930s until India's independence in 1947, the top 1% held around 20 to 21% of the country's national income. Today, the 1% holds 22.6% of the country's income. Similarly, the economists also tracked the dynamics of wealth inequality beginning in 1961, when the Indian government first began conducting large-scale household surveys, debt and assets. By combining this research with information from the Forbes Billionaire Index, the authors found that India's top 1% had access to a staggering 40.1% of the national health. The reason I did so much reading is I just wanted to make sure that people don't accuse this podcast of not presenting the other side's point of view sufficiently. I just wanted to read this point of view. Now, I have a philosophical problem, a question over here.
But can I just interject for a second?
Sure, please do.
When they're talking about the income distribution, keep in mind income is a very small proportion of population that is captured there. So anyone earning above or below a particular threshold, wo to chale jata. And then, of course, under-reporting of income happened a lot. Again, during the British Raj and also till Indira Gandhi period, the peak marginal tax rate 97 tha. More importantly, ye jo wealth ka rich list hai wagera, this is based on stock market valuations. Those valuations keep changing every millisecond when markets are open, right? And those are not liquid wealth, so to say. So when you do this kind of assessment, essentially, you are kind of combining all sorts of flow versus stock variables, not having clarity on what is it that you're doing. And that's the reason why, at least for India, this particular method yields a result which just does not seem quite true. Whereas what is the traditional way in which India has always looked at inequality is, you have a consumption expenditure survey. You look at inequality using that survey. You know ki top 1% probably measured nahi ho raha, but whatever it is that you're measuring, you're comparing that part of it. And if within that distribution it has improved, then you know that inequality is actually not worsened over time. It has actually improved over time. And that's what the 22-23 survey is actually showing.
Yeah, I also wanted to read this bit from the report. The rest of the report says that they also found that the rise in inequality had been particularly pronounced since the ruling BJP first came to power in 2014. Over the last decade, major political and economic reforms have led to, and quote, authoritarian government with centralization of decision-making power, coupled with a growing nexus between big business and government, the report states. This, they say, was likely to, quote, facilitate disproportionate influence on society and government. They added that average Indians, and not just the Indian elite, could stand to gain from globalization if the government made more public investments in health, education, and nutrition. Moreover, a quote super tax of 2% on the net wealth of 167 wealthiest Indian families in 2022-23 would result in a 0.5% of national income in revenues and quote create valuable fiscal space to facilitate such investments, the authors argued. Basically, I don't know how to say this. There is a famous line in English, when you torture data enough, it will say whatever you want it to say.
Right.
The moment this report started stating that suddenly 2014 mein waqt badal gaye, jazbaat badal gaye, taqdeere badal gaye, I knew this was a political hit job. And Piketty has been used very strategically. And whatever, man. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. They do this. But what's very interesting over here is that authoritarian government with centralization of decision-making power coupled with a growing nexus, The funny thing is, it is this BJP that is increased the revenue distribution of the states, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm factually wrong.
Well, I mean, the fiscal devolution, leave out the cess component, yes, that has increased substantially. And also, government has gone ahead and taken up a lot of expenditures that are in the domain of state. Ki theek hai, tumhare paas infrastructure ke liye paisa nahi hai, main kharch karunga.
Yeah.
So if you factor all of that, the extensive redistribution that they're doing, public healthcare, because health and education is a state subject, but Ayushman Bharat aaya, right? Because states were not doing, so center said, I'll take care of it. States road nahi bana rahe, we'll take care of it. So it's very decentralized in the sense that now money is being spent at a district level on projects that will create asset and value generation for that particular district. So it's counterintuitive. And ab agar aap 10 saal 20 saal 25 saal ka data change karoge to fir kuch bhi dikh sakta hai na. If like 99 mein aap ekdam se inequality gira doge, to ekdam se aisa lagega ki bhai 14 ke baad badh gaya. But incidentally, if you go and download the data, which is what I did just to check this claim, most of the increase in the original World Inequality Lab ka data set, which is publicly available, happened between 99 and 2014, 2011 to be precise. Uske baad there's very little change, share of top 1%. So now what this report does, it is going to revise all those estimates altogether to support this claim. So again, my question, if you're producing a series which you want to be taken seriously for research, then how can you arbitrarily keep changing the series itself? Wo series is stable nahi hai. To uske basis pe policy kaise banega? Aap to yehi chahte ho na ki aapki series ke basis pe policy banaye. And give us at least first a stable series to discuss, compare, analyze.
Another criticism of both of you has been this particular article. It was by, I don't know, bhai, iska dusra naam kaise pronounce karte hain?
John Dress.
Yeah, he's a French guy. And it is titled Poverty Uncensored. Recent claims of spectacular poverty decline under the Modi government miss the plot. And then they use this chart that shows deprivation specific headcount ratios. Now, What did you want? What do you have to say about this?
So this is multidimensional poverty, and I sent you a circular wala version of this. If you could pull that up, then I can basically explain that he's claiming spectacular claims of poverty decline. What is the exact quote that he has?
I'll pull it up and I'll read it. Yeah. So recent claims, you want to read the article or the title? He says
recent claims
of spectacular poverty decline under the Modi government missed the plot.
Yes, missed the, and then you look at the last two columns and then of the last row, which has the average decline in poverty pre-Modi and post-Modi. And last I checked, 11% is a greater decline than 6.7. So at least that's the math that I've learned. So it matlab ye to mere ko jo padhaya agar galat hamare ko India mein padhaya to I don't know, but I think broadly 11 zyada bada hai na 6.7 se sir. So what is the point? I mean, like, where is the criticism? That is exactly what we are saying, that you've seen a much rapid decline in poverty post-2014. And you can have all sorts of disagreements with the present dispensation. There are a lot of reasons to disagree with them. You know, a lot of valid criticism of certain decisions of their policies. But where you cannot criticize them is precisely this issue that they've successfully managed to do redistribution.
Well, he to says this is my third analysis in 3 years of Surjit Balla's legendary spinning skills. Ad hominem use kiya bhai.
Ha. Aur dekho last ka column, dekho kya dikha raha hai.
कभी
हिट विकेट हो गया लगता है स्पिनिंग स्पिन बॉल पे बेचारा।
सो देन टेल मी लाइक व्हाट आर द प्रोबेबल रीजंस दैट दे आर डूइंग व्हाट दे डू. इज इट जस्ट मोटिवेटेड बाय द फैक्ट दैट दे हेट द करंट पॉलिटिकल डिस्पेंसेशन एंड बिकॉज दे हेट द करंट पॉलिटिकल डिस्पेंसेशन दे जस्ट से थिंग्स टू आई डोंट नो.
So, I don't know about, I think John Bruce at least is one of the better people because he genuinely cares about the poor. तो उसके लिए ये है कि अगर एक भी बच्चे का वो आया कि malnourished है या stunted है, so he wants to fix that problem and I get it, right? I get where he's coming from कि अगर कोई भी deprived है, अगर 2% भी deprived है तो deprived है, right? But what he ignores in that is of course, you know कि फिजिकली कंस्ट्रेंट्स होते हैं, सब कुछ ही आप स्पेंड नहीं कर सकते और भी बहुत सारी चीजें होती हैं, बट यू स्टिल अंडरस्टैंड वेर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम। बट देर आर अ बंच ऑफ अदर पीपल एंड आई विल नेम देम बिकॉज आई हैव नो हेजिटेशन इन नेमिंग देम। इनफैक्ट वन ऑफ देम वॉज ऑन अ डिस्कशन विद मी ऑन राहुल शिवशंकर शो, तो मैंने वहां पूछा क्योंकि वो कह रहे थे सर्वे खराब है। नन ऑफ दिस गाइज वॉन्टेड दिस सर्वे टू कम आउट, मेनी ऑफ देम वर काइंड ऑफ सेइंग कि नहीं आना चाहिए, इवन दो पब्लिकली शोर मचा रहे थे कि आ जाए जल्दी, गवर्नमेंट क्यों नहीं रिलीज कर रही, क्यों? बिकॉज संतोष मेहरोत्रा, यू गो टू हिज ट्विटर, लेस सीम्स लाइक एन इकोनॉमिस्ट, मोर लाइक अ स्पोक्स पर्सन। उसके हर ट्वीट में ही टैग्स जयराम भाई की, भाई रीट्वीट कर दो जरा। तो ही इज ऑन रिकॉर्ड सेइंग पॉवर्टी 25% है इंडिया में बिफोर दिस डेटा केम आउट। On record, I can pull up the Hindu article for you, I can send it to you, and has no shame that he's still saying कि पता नहीं compare कैसे करना है ये वो। He's not accepting that boss गलती होगी, I was wrong, नहीं, अभी भी लगा हुआ है कि कम कैसे हो सकती है। Now, 25% और 2% में बहुत ज्यादा फर्क है सर। How do you arrive at 25% का figure? And when he came at that 25% का figure, even then it was contested that what you're doing is wrong, but still stuck with it, wrote repeated articles. Poverty has increased under Modi. Modi has made people deprived. Ye, inequality has worsened. K-shaped recovery. Now you have data. Now you have evidence. So what do they do? So what they're doing now is very interesting. दे आर सेइंग कि रिसेंट सर्वे पिछले सर्वे के साथ कंपेरेबल नहीं है, दैट इज देयर आर्ग्यूमेंट नाउ। दैट्स अ टू यूज द फ्रेज बुलशिट आर्ग्यूमेंट बिकॉज इट इज कंप्लीटली कंपेरेबल। यूएस में हर साल करते हैं वो ऐसी सेम सिमिलर सर्विस, कंजम्पशन आइटम्स बढ़ जाती हैं, कंजम्पशन आइटम्स कम हो जाती हैं। एक रीजन ये कह रहे हैं कि कंपेयर नहीं कर सकते क्योंकि नए आइटम्स आ गए हैं, जैसे ओटीटी 2011 में लास्ट हुआ था तब ओटीटी वॉज नॉट अ बिग पार्ट ऑफ वॉट यू एंड आई यूज टू कंज्यूम, राइट? बट टूडे इट्स अ बिग कॉम्पोनेंट ऑफ वॉट वी कंज्यूम, सो ओटीटी आ गया। बट जस्ट बिकॉज यू हैव एडेड न्यू थिंग्स इनटू द सर्वे डज नॉट मेक इट नॉन कंपेरेबल बिकॉज डेफिनेशनली वॉट इज इट दैट वी वॉन्ट? हमें देखना है कि मंथली कितना खर्च कर रहे हैं, इस लेवल से नीचे खर्च करते हैं तो गरीब है, इस लेवल के ऊपर खर्च करते हैं तो अमीर है, बस इतनी सी बात है। तो किस पे खर्च करते हैं हमें इससे कोई लेना देना नहीं है। पहले हम 400 चीजों पे पूछ रहे थे, अब 500 आइटम कंज्यूम कर रहा है बंदा तो हम 500 चीजों पे कंज्यूम कर रहे हैं, राइट? दैट डज नॉट चेंज द बेसिक प्रीमाइस ऑफ इट। बट नहीं, कंपेरेबिलिटी इशू, कंपेरेबिलिटी का इशू को एक सेकेंड के लिए साइडलाइन कर देते हैं। एटलीस्ट ये तो मानो कि 2% है, अब तो मानो कि गलती करी है आपने, 25% नहीं है। How can someone go on record saying that poverty is 25% and still have no shame in repeating those claims even after a new official survey is out? And his justification, पता क्या था? When I put him on spot, I told him, are you on record saying this or not? His justification was, नहीं, वो हिंदू ने गलती करी, हमारा वो estimate नहीं था।
ये गलती से मिस्टेक हो गया.
उसका 4 आर्टिकल लिखे भाई ने, और 25% पे अलग अलग जगहों पे, सर बेसिकली इंटेग्रिटी की इतनी कमी है ना, इतनी कमी है, मैं आपको क्या बताऊं। अब आज टेक एन एग्जांपल, अ जर्नलिस्ट सेइंग कि इंडिया कैन ग्रो इवन विदाउट मोदी, इंडिया कैन ऑफ कोर्स ग्रो। हाँ
एक मिनट, वो तो मुझे निकालना है. आई जस्ट दैट इज अद्वैतिज्म इन इकोनॉमिक्स. मोदी ये बड़ा अच्छा आर्टिकल था. ये मैंने मैंने ये पढ़ा जब तूने तूने जब कोट किया ना, तो मैं मतलब थोड़ी देर के लिए मैंने अच्छे से, मेरे को हंसी आई. मैंने बोला ये क्या शेयर कर दिया करण ने, मगर आई थरली एंजॉयड दिस. आई वांट टू शेयर दिस. मतलब दिस इज लाइक सुडो अद्वैतिज्म कहा गया. ओ सॉरी, मैंने ये गलती से दूसरा शेयर कर दिया. लेट मी शेयर द अदर वन. इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फन. सो इंडिया कैन ग्रो फास्ट विथ और विदाउट नरेंद्र मोदी, राइट्स रॉयटर्स उना गलानी. शी इज एन एशिया एडिटर फॉर रॉयटर्स ब्रेकिंग व्यूज. हैव आर्ग्यूड विद मेनी, ट्वीटेड टू परहैप्स, दिस वाज ट्वीट वाज शेयर्ड बाय इरा दुगल, दैट अ लॉट ऑफ व्हाट्स हैपनिंग राइट नाउ इज सिक्लिकल एंड सिचुएशनल, दैट शुड कीप द इकोनॉमी ग्रोइंग रीजनेबली फास्ट फॉर सम टाइम. पहले मेरे को इस पर कमेंट करना है कि चलो मैंने इनकी आर्ग्यूमेंट को है ना फेस वैल्यू पे ले लिया. आई टेक व्हाट देयर सेइंग ऑन फेस वैल्यू. तो ठीक है, फिर मोदी को कंटिन्यू करने दो. प्रॉब्लम क्या है? पॉइंट नंबर वन, इफ इट्स सिक्लिकल एंड इट डजंट मैटर, लेट मोदी कंटिन्यू, फाइन. और दूसरा, यू नो, दिस इज लाइक दैट अंकल हु कम्स टू यू इन इंडिया एंड सेज, बेटा पैसा कुछ नहीं है, वो हाथों का मैल है, सब कुछ माया है, सब कुछ मिथ्या है बेटा, सब कुछ, ये सब पछड़ों में मत पड़ बेटा. नाउ यू टेल मी व्हाट द हेल इज दिस टॉकिंग अबाउट.
I mean, I have no freaking clue because, like, but see, she's a journalist. ठीक है, journalist से I don't expect much integrity, particularly Indian से. तो आजकल बहुत भयंकर इलेक्शन साइकिल है. राजदीप का कोई ट्वीट उठा के देख लो, आप मेरे को बताओ कहाँ इंटेग्रिटी है, राइट? मोस्ट ऑफ द मेन स्ट्रीम जर्नलिस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेटली आर नॉट ऑनेस्ट विद रिस्पेक्ट टू वॉट दे आर डूइंग. सो दैट्स वन पार्ट ऑफ इट. दे आर वेरी फ्यू जेन्युइन जर्नलिस्ट लेफ्ट, बट उनको आप गोदी मीडिया बोलते हो. ठीक है, कुछ होंगे कुछ नहीं होंगे, आई डोंट केयर, बट एकेडमिक्स में प्रॉब्लम क्यों है ये? वाई डू यू हैव पीपल लाइक संतोष मेहरोत्रा? वाई डू यू हैव पीपल लाइक अशोका मोदी, हु रोट इन प्रोजेक्ट सिंडिकेट? आई डोंट नो इफ यू सॉ दैट पीस. ही यूज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग वर्ड, मिलाइस, मेलिस. बेसिकली ही सेड आर क्लेम्स आर मेलिशियस दैट इंडिया में पॉवर्टी खत्म होगी. खत्म कैसे हो सकती है? मोदी के राज में पॉवर्टी खत्म कैसे हो सकती है? दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम, राइट? एंड द सेम थिंग ऑल्सो ट्रांसलेट्स टू दीज जर्नलिस्ट हु आर नाउ ट्राइंग टू कंस्ट्रक्ट अ नैरेटिव कि इंडिया ग्रोथ इज एक्सेप्शनल एंड द पार्टी इन पावर डज नॉट मैटर. द प्रॉब्लम विद दैट क्लेम इज वी ट्राइड इट इन 2000. वी ट्राइड इट इन 2004 जस्ट वेन आर ग्रोथ वॉज अबाउट टू टेक ऑफ. एंड 2004 में अगेन वी डिड दिस एनालिसिस वेयर वी कंपेयर्ड इंडिया एंड यू नो इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स का ग्रोथ रेट, एंड वी अंडर परफॉर्म्ड. व्हाई डिड वी अंडर परफॉर्म? ये रिफॉर्म्स ही नहीं करे ना. भी कोई भी सरकार आ जाएगी, चलेगा, चल रहा है, चल रहा है, चल रहा है, चल रहा है, चल रहा है. 2008 हुआ, उसके बाद बस ठप. स्टॉक मार्केट क्रैश हुआ 8 में, देन दे प्रम 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 प्राइम प्राइम द इकोनॉमी. एंड दिस इज ऑल्सो मिसकंसेप्शन दैट मेनी जर्नलिस्ट टेल यू टूडे कि 2008 वाला फार्म लोन वेवर केम बिकॉज ऑफ द सब प्राइम मॉर्गेज क्राइसिस. यू माइट हैव हर्ड दिस. वो जो फार्म लोन वेवर था फेब्रवरी में आया, लेमन ब्रदर्स सेप्टेम्बर में हुआ. तो प्रणब मुखर्जी को फेब्रवरी में क्या पता चल गया था सेप्टेम्बर में क्राइसिस होगा 2008 के? The consequences of the decisions that you took in 2008 started showing up in 2009, where you know your inflation went up, credit misallocation बहुत हुआ, so your banking sector went for a toss, and then of course you know your growth kind of lost momentum and you went into a sub 6% growth rate, and your bank struggled, and it took about 5 years to clean up that mess, and then COVID of course hit. So if you look at growth of countries over a long enough period, you know which was the first miracle economy, like the first China. सबसे पहला चाइना कौन था? टेक अ गैस.
I have no clue.
So Japan was a miracle economy. Brazil
oh
was
yeah,
a...
I thought it would be Japan, but I was like, I'm not.
So there was a time when people in 80s used to say that Japan would overtake US ka real economy, US ka GDP 80s mein. Was a very common discussion. Just abhi China ka jaise recently tha. But we're in 2024. Has it overtaken US ka economy? No. In fact, it is contracting because bachche paida nahi ho rahe wahan pe. So then Brazil ka interesting case, I'll come to that later. South Korea, another miracle economy. But South Korea has done, South Korea and Japan have relatively done well. But the more extreme cases I'll come to now. Brazil today is poorer than what it was in 2014-15. Imagine. So you naturally assume, over a period of time, country to grow karegi. We will become richer. Growth to honi hai. To Brazil mein kyun nahi hui? And Brazil was one of the early fast-growing major economies of the world in previous century. So, but couldn't transition to become a rich country. And in fact, has become poorer over time. China ke saath bhi kya hua? China was expected to do really well, right? But again, a less accepted or acknowledged fact. I think people haven't looked at it in detail yet. Last decade was the first decade where India grew faster than China. Did you know this?
Mere ko ye pata tha kyunki tune mujhe bola tha, aur koi karan se nahi pata tha.
But like imagine, like India grew faster than China for the first time in last decade. And it is likely to do over this decade as well, because of course there were all sets of problems constraining them.
Yeah, Bagar, can I read this beautiful article ka ye bit? I mean, I laughed so much. The Modi factor. For all of Modi's successes, ye padhne wala hai, kya likha hai? He represents neither the start nor the end of India's growth story and challenges. His government provided, matlab ye Modi ke favor mein likha ja raha hai ki against likha ja raha hai? Mere ko to kuch samajh mein hi nahi aa raha hai. His government provided bank accounts, built toilets, and offered free cooking gas to help the poor, but it also met fierce resistance where change is overdue. He tried and failed to overhaul India's farming sector, which remains hugely inefficient. Agriculture generates just 15% of GDP, even though more than half the population relies on it for its livelihood. This is a fair criticism, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But the point is, sari opposition ne farm laws hone nahi diye. Modi government ne jo lane ki koshish ki hai. Which is the irony.
Haan, koi aur aayega to wo to leke bhi nahi aayega na. Matlab,
haan, and... to wohi to irony hai. The government is also in a race to find the immense resources needed to fight climate change. Any leader would hit similar hurdles trying to push for the next leg of reforms. It is hilarious ki matlab isme bhi climate change le aaye hain kyunki mere ko lagta hai aajkal har cheez mein climate change lana ati avashyak hai.
Gender hai kya gender?
नहीं अभी तो मतलब अभी आगे पढ़ते हैं ना. दिस इज द किकर. बट ग्रोथ डज नॉट डिपेंड ऑन मोदी ईदर. स्टॉक्स वुड प्रिज्यूम टंबल इफ ही वर वोटेड आउट एंड अ रिटर्न टू कोएलिशन गवर्नमेंट माइट स्लो डाउन पॉलिसी मेकिंग. अरे भाई तुम किसके हो? जॉनी लीवर का मीम मेरे को याद आ गया. तुम किसकी तरफ हो? मेरी तरफ हो कि उसकी तरफ हो? ये क्या हो रहा है? But his reforms are hard to reverse, and the opposition alliance led by the Congress party that ruled India for decades after its independence is broadly aligned with the BJP's business agenda. In past elections, both camps have pledged to retain fiscal discipline. India's five southern states...
Hold on. This itself is wrong. Ye factually incorrect hai, because last 3-4 years mein, there is wide divergence between what Congress wants to do on the policy side and what BJP is doing, because Congress wants to revert to a pre-91 state.
Yeah.
So, wo consensus nahi hai, and that is what they're assuming, ki same chalega, wo same nahi chalega.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
And just to remind people, Pol Pot of India, Shri Rahul Gandhi, recently made, दिल को दहला देने वाली स्टेटमेंट, रीडिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ वेल्थ वाली स्टेटमेंट. मुझे तो ऐसा ही लग रहा था कि मतलब भाई राहुल गांधी है कि पोल पॉट है. मैं थोड़ा कंफ्यूज हो गया था, मगर और पढ़ते हैं. सो मतलब ये India's five southern states are ruled by largely regional parties that are rivals of the BJP, and some have thrived, where the top politicians mostly agree on how much India should embrace its Hindu versus secular identity. Under Modi, international groups dub India partly free and an electoral autocracy where freedom of expression and association is curbed. The government dismisses these categorizations of democracy as misplaced, and they may worry investors thinking long term. Such labels also underscore the extraordinary political stability the leader has provided. Modi will also certainly will India's elections, but the economy will have to wrestle. Basically, ye kya hai malum hai? The crux of this article is, haan, Modi ne bahut kaam kiye hain. Haan, ye sarkar kaam kar rahi hai. Magar bol ke bahut bura lag raha hai. और क्योंकि नई गवर्नमेंट आई वो उसको चेंज नहीं कर पाएगी, एक नया शगुफा क्रिएट किया गया है। मतलब अभी मैं जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल कांग्रेस का मैनिफेस्टो मैंने पूरा पढ़ा पॉडकास्ट पे, पूरा 48 डैम पेजेस मैंने कवर किए। दीस पीपल लिटरली अपोज द फार्म लॉस एंड देन इन देयर एग्रीकल्चर एंड दैट फार्मिंग सेक्शन देयर वॉज दिस पॉइंट 6 आई थिंक Which had A, B, C section. और section C में literally farm laws की बात कर रहे हैं।
14 में था, 19 में था उनके manifesto में, पंजाब में manifesto में था। Montek Singh Ahluwalia headed a committee at for Amrinder Singh's government, उसमें था exact same law। और वो जो law बना था उनके साथ consultation में बना था।
शर्म में नहीं आती। तो शर्म में नहीं आती।
So, and I'll tell you the purpose of this article, but I'll tell you why I ask ki gender pe kuch hai kyun nahi, because that is another interesting statistic which many people have ignored. India today has more women in STEM professions studying in colleges than men.
Brilliant.
So that is why I was asking whether they have something on gender, because that changed after Modi. That transition happened after Modi. So it's very interesting. It had nothing to do with Modi in general, but that is something that she could have used as an argument ki dekho kitna progressive ho gaya hai, but wo karna nahi tha shayad inko.
The problem is, like, you have to give credit to PV Narasimha Rao, who instructed Dr. Manmohan Singh to open the economy. Kudos to them. Theek hai, matlab bamboo lagi hui thi tab jaake khola, whatever they did, they took the decision, they put India on a path of growth. What's the problem in acknowledging PV Narasimha Rao? I am an Indian citizen first.
Yeah. And you gave them a Bharat Ratna abhi recently because of that.
Yeah, and what's the big deal? Why can't you say Mr. Modi has taken sound economic decisions here? Like, I criticized the Modi government when they took back the farm laws. I criticized them more than anyone else. I was like, what an atrocious economic decision.
TCS on credit cards. कितना मतलब लाइक हु क्रिटिसाइज
कितना बजाया था हम लोग ने सबसे ज्यादा मैं और तू और हर्ष और राजीव हम लोग सब मिलके बजा रहे थे गवर्नमेंट को कि मतलब क्या वाहियात डिसीजन था वो गवर्नमेंट का शर्म भी नहीं आई थी लेते हुए
तो मैं एसबीआई का कार्ड अपना सरेंडर कर दिया उसके बाद
हाँ मुझे याद है तूने मेरे को बोला था व्हाट्सएप पे बट the discussion is so atrocious around these things, unfortunately, in India. But now we go back to some of the details that you guys mention in this commentary.
Right.
And I again want to read this for the benefit that an unprecedented decline in both urban and rural inequality. The urban Guinea declined from 36.7 to 31.9. The rural Guinea declined from 28.7 to 27.0. In the annals of inequality analysis, this decline is unheard of. And especially in the context of high per capita growth, we offer some explanations below on why this may have happened, but more work will be required to fully explore this issue. Now, actually, why do you think this inequality has drastically reduced and why has poverty fallen so much? Like, I want you to explain this. Not, I didn't want to read this paragraph because people may not understand it. So explain, Karo.
So let's think about this way, right? Like, if you have a government that suddenly decides that, okay, we didn't build toilets, we didn't give electricity to 1/3 of the country, or we didn't give pipe water or access to bank accounts. Suddenly a government realizes that, okay, look, these are problems, should not happen in 21st century. Sabke paas ek toilet hona chahiye, bijli ka connection hona chahiye. People look at the number of villages and say, yaar, itne kam villages bache the, most villages were electrified. No, 1/3 India did not have electricity as of 2014. 1/3 is a big number.
Yeah.
So what happens when you actually get these basic resources to them? Right? Naturally, when you're doing that, when you're running an aspirational district program, which is focusing on the worst human development indicators, ki 100 districts, and pumping, you know, kind of projects in there to improve those outcomes, etc. What you're doing is you're focusing on the bottom of the pyramid. And when fiscal resources are going there, what else do you expect to happen but that they will grow faster than others? And that's exactly what has happened. Our lowest quintile, you know, lowest 25% of the population, uska jo consumption growth hai, wo zyada isliye hai because for the first time they got a lot of fiscal support, and that fiscal support also allowed them to kind of improve their incomes and therefore consume. So the growth in incomes and consumption is much faster for them that than the rest of the distribution. And that is one of the reasons why you see a decline in inequality. And this is not just the consumption expenditure survey, by the way. Hamare kuch dost hain jinko 25% poverty badi pasand hai. To hamare kuch government economists bhi hai jinko 20% poverty badi pasand hai. Main naam nahi lunga. But a government official ne bola ki 20% hogi. Kyun? Kyunki mere ko lagta hai 20% before the survey. On record. Yeah. Like this is legit the state of economic discussion.
WhatsApp पे बाद में नाम बताना जरा मैं भी तो पता करूं थोड़ा
तो but it's amazing that you know मेरे को लगता है इतना होना चाहिए तो इतना होना चाहिए तो like Manish Sisodia calling himself the most handsome man I guess but the point being that that is the state of the discourse unfortunately and poverty के केस में भी यही है it's an industry it's a cottage industry in India where people have built careers just doing this And unka pura full-time focus is just on this one issue. And if suppose you show very drastic reduction in poverty, their relevance also kind of goes away with it. What we did in our paper, which is the most precise thing that anyone should do is, look, $1.9 40 rupay din ke aas pass approximately aati hai. Is pe poverty khatam ho gaya, extreme poverty khatam ho gaya. But iska ye matlab nahi hai ki पावर्टी ही खत्म हो गई है एक्सट्रीम डेस्टिट्यूट खत्म कर दिया है अब एक रीजनेबल नेशनल पावर्टी लाइन के बारे में सोचते हैं जिसमें
लेट्स टॉक अबाउट दैट एक्सप्लेन दिस बिकॉज़ सी जस्ट बाय सेइंग दिस लाइन पीपल मे नॉट अंडरस्टैंड इट्स टोटलिटी सो व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज वी नीड टू रीडिफाइन हाउ वी लुक एट पावर्टी नाउ बिकॉज व्हाट वी कॉल्ड एक्सट्रीम पावर्टी बिफोर इफ दैट हैज बीन एलिमिनेटेड देन वी नीड टू रीडिफाइन आवर पैरामीटर्स फ्रॉम व्हाट आई अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट यू गाइस आर सेइंग
राइट यस We need to raise the poverty line because her country may, once countries become richer, if the poverty line remains constant, there's very small population of people below it. So what most countries do is they move to a relative poverty line. Ki ye relative ratio lenge. Us case mein kya hota hai ki poverty hamesha rehti hai, but ek proportion rehti hai ki ye bottom 20% are poor.
Yeah.
So, which is what, you know, developed countries think about. Kyunki developed countries mein basically bottom 20% is the idea that okay these people are those that we need to target and give ek argument ye bhi bahut milta hai ki why is the government giving food to 80 crore people if extreme poverty is eliminated I agree we don't need to give it to 80 crore people anymore
electoral but, reason nothing else
electoral se bhi zyada pata hai kya reason hai ki wo jo national food security act hai na usne beneficiaries freeze kar diye hain
How?
Legislate kara tha na UPA government ne.
Ah.
Two-third rural, one-third urban.
I forgot. So
it's the National Food Security Act. So even though you have reduced poverty, now what would a sane policy discourse look like in light of this evidence? People will come and say, look, agreed, great job, extreme poverty eliminated. Now let's think about what is a reasonable consumption basket that anyone needs to afford to be called as non-poor. So English medium mein bachche ka education agar aap afford kar sakte ho to non-poor ho, nahi kar sakte to poor ho. Aisa karke aapne benchmark banaya ki haan theek hai, ye level aata hai. Agar aap isse niche consume kar rahe ho, to aap poor ho. Basically aapne ek benchmark bana diya. My mind, you know, ek light-hearted joke mein bolunga, Perrier ki bottle ka price would be a good benchmark not because of Perrier ki bottle ka price but that 300 rupee figure is a reasonable number and that is like 10x ek tarike se 40 sab seedha 300 pe jaate ho you cover a lot more ground but again there needs to be debate on what that level should be and discussion once you fix that then what would happen in any other countries, people would say, look, you are giving it to 80 crore people. वी नीड टू गिव इट ओनली टू 30 करोड़। चावल और वो देने की बजाय हम इसमें क्या कुछ प्रोटीन दे सकते हैं क्या? कैन वी मेक इट मोर न्यूट्रिशियस इन टर्म्स ऑफ यू नो गिविंग देम अ मोर बैलेंस डाइट? कैन वी गिव देम एडिशनल कैश कॉम्पोनेंट एज रीडिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सो दैट दे कैन अफोर्ड बेटर यूनिफॉर्म्स फॉर देयर चिल्ड्रन इफ दे वॉन्ट टू गो इन टू प्राइवेट स्कूल, बेटर क्लोथ फॉर देम सेल्व, बेटर सैनिटेशन के लिए साबुन खरीद लेगा आदमी, शैम्पू खरीद लेगा, यू नो 50 जो चीजें हम बहुत वी टेक इट फॉर ग्रांटेड। पीपल लाइक यू एंड मी डोंट हैव टू वरी अबाउट दीज थिंग्स, बट देयर इज अ सिग्निफिकेंट प्रोपोर्शन जो आदमी वो 2 रुपए वाले शैशे के बेसिस पे अपना घर का ये सारा सामान खरीदते हैं। दैट इज वॉट अ सेम डिस्कोर्स वुड लुक लाइक, बट वॉट हैपन्स इन इंडिया कंपेरेबल नहीं है। ये खराब है, इनइक्वालिटी कम कैसे हो सकती है? इट्स ऑलमोस्ट एज इफ यू आर स्टक विद किड्स वर सेइंग मोदी बैड बैड राहुल गुड गुड एंड एवरीथिंग वर्चुअली ब्रेक्स डाउन टू दिस यू नो बाइनरी एंड दैट्स द की प्रॉब्लम।
I think to paraphrase what you have said, if I have understood it correctly, is that every decade, the reality of a society changes economically. With the changing economic reality, we should update ourselves. So if we have eliminated what we call extreme poverty through the current measurement criteria, we need to revisit our criteria of poverty. For example, maybe the definition of poverty in America would be someone who does not have running water, for example,
Right.
running hot water, just hypothetically. That doesn't mean that that will be the definition of poverty in India. But as and when societies monetarily progress, we need to keep changing our definition of who we need to empathize with more.
Right.
And right now we have reached a stage, because every society has a welfare element to it, we don't live in a libertarian utopia. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
So if we have our empathy more accurately defined, we can deliver those
गुड्स बेटर,
welfare schemes better, right?
बट
That's
साला
what.
वो भी नहीं कर सकते हम, क्योंकि लेजिस्लेटिवली प्रोहिबिटिव है। इवन इफ वी डिफाइन इट एंड वी वांट टू काइंड ऑफ रीवर्क सोशल वेलफेयर प्रोग्राम्स, डू यू थिंक नेशनल फूड सिक्योरिटी एक्ट एनी गवर्नमेंट कैन टच?
नहीं, द
सो
पॉलिटिक्स विल नॉट अलाउ.
एसेंशली
पॉलिटिक्स,
इन द नेम ऑफ द पुअर वी कीप हर्टिंग द पुअर द मोस्ट, एंड द रीजन
यस,
वाई वी हर्ट द पुअर द मोस्ट हैज नथिंग टू डू विद द प्रेजेंट डिस्पेंसेशन बट द एनएससी विच वॉज क्रिएटेड अगेन इन द नेम ऑफ द पुअर।
दैट वाज द मोस्ट अट्रोशियस पॉलिसी मेकिंग बॉडी
आई
इन
थिंक
इंडियाज हिस्ट्री.
जॉन्डर्स वॉज अ पार्ट ऑफ इट, जस्ट सो यू नो।
यस, आई नो. He was, I know, I remember. I remember the National Advisory Council headed by Sonia Gandhi. But before we wrap up, Karan, because I know tujhe.
One last thing before you, India has historically also updated poverty lines, just so you know, मतलब तेंदुलकर पॉवर्टी लाइन से पहले लकड़ा वाला पॉवर्टी लाइन थी एंड देन उसके बाद रंगराजन पॉवर्टी लाइन भी आई बट दैट वाज नॉट ऑफिशियली एक्सेप्टेड। सो इवन विद इन इंडिया वी हैव ऑलवेज अपडेटेड पॉवर्टी लाइन्स। आई थिंक नेक्स्ट ऑर्डर ऑफ बिजनेस इज टू अपडेट द पॉवर्टी लाइन वंस दिस फुल डेटा इज अवेलेबल इन पब्लिक एंड देन देर शुड बी डिस्कशन ऑन सोशल वेलफेयर, बट वो होगा नहीं इंडिया में। ये पॉवर्टी डिबेट नेवर एंडिंग है, 99 से शुरू हुई थी, 99-2000 से चल रही है, चलती रहेगी बिकॉज देर इज नो एंड टू पीपल वॉन्टिंग टू शो हायर पॉवर्टी इन इंडिया।
Yeah, that we can't do that. Unfortunately, that's a reality. But what does the data state? The data states this, and I wanted to read this as my ending remarks of the podcast from the Brookings commentary on poverty. High growth and large decline in inequality have combined to eliminate poverty in India for the PPP dollar 1.9 poverty line. Here we use the PPP dollar 1.9 nine line 2011 prices rather than the PPP dollar 2.15 line at 2017 prices, because the former closely corresponds to the official line, Tendulkar poverty line. The headcount poverty ratio, HCR, for the 2011 PPP 0.9 poverty line has declined from 12.2% in 2011-12 to 2% in 22-23, equivalent to 0.93 percentage points PPT per year. Rural poverty stood at 2.5%, while urban poverty was down to 1%. For the PPP dollar 3.2 line, HCR declined from 53.6% to 20.8%, almost 3 percentage points per year. Note that these estimates do not take into account the free food, wheat and rice supplied by the government to approximately 2/3 of the population, nor utilization of public health and education. The point is that these are the kinds of reports that need to be discussed in the Indian landscape. I was really happy that Karan and Dr. Bhalla came up with this report, and I'm really happy, Karan. अच्छा है कि तुझे भी आजकल थोड़ी गालियाँ पड़ रही हैं. मुझे बहुत खुशी होती है देख के कि तेरे को भी ऐसे लोग मेनस्ट्रीम मीडिया पे आते हैं, क्रिटिसाइज करते हैं. थोड़ा मेरे को कलेजे को ठंडक मिलती है. हम इसको सेलिब्रेट करेंगे जब मई या जून में मैं आ रहा हूँ अमेरिका, तभी हम मिलेंगे इसके ऊपर और सेलिब्रेशन करेंगे तुझे गालियां खाने की. मेरे को तो रोज गालियां पड़ती हैं, सो जब भी मुझे कैसा लगता है कि मेरे दोस्तों को गालियां पड़ती हैं तो मेरा बोझा हल्का हो जाता है. सो आई एम रियली हैप्पी फॉर यू एंड आई वांट टू कांग्रेचुलेट यू एंड डॉक्टर भल्ला. सो वंस अगेन करण, थैंक्स फॉर कमिंग ऑन द पॉडकास्ट. और अभी अगली पॉडकास्ट इन पर्सन करेंगे जब मिलेंगे.
डन सर, एंड ऑलवेज अ प्लेजर टू टॉक टू यू, एंड कांग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन योर बुक, एंड आई होप टू रीड इट एंड डिस्कस इट विद यू सून.
Yes, wo and book se yaad aaya, again once again everyone, to everyone who is watching this right now, my book is available for a pre-order at least in India as of now on Amazon. You can go and pre-order, because if you do, because to say what better way to celebrate India coming out of extreme poverty than buying my book and spending money on me, because that way we can prove, see, if you want to prove India has gotten out of poverty, go on Amazon.com, type Nastic, Why I'm Not an Atheist by Kushal Mehra, and go pre-order that book right now so that we can celebrate and we can prove all these naysayers wrong, that dekho, hum itni kitabe khareed rahe hain, hamari book nahi, hamare desh mein poverty nahi hai. But anyways, on a serious note, if you want to follow Karan, you can go and check his X handle or Twitter handle out. I have left that in the description of the podcast. I haven't even left the link to the Brookings commentary. You can click that and you can go read that too if you guys are interested. If you want to support the Charvak podcast, the best way to support this podcast is by joining the membership program. So whether you're on YouTube, Patreon, Fanmo, you can go become a member and get the members only content. You can also buy the Charvak podcast merchandise on kushalmehra.com or on Kadak Merch. You can buy my book once again on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now. And if you can't do any of that and you just want to watch this video, go like this video, subscribe to the Charvak podcast YouTube channel. If you're not, if you're only an audio listener, just leave a rating in your preferred platform. I'll see you guys next time. Until then, namaste. Take care. Bye-bye.